Good morning, everyone, and welcome to morning prayer. Hope you can see an order of service, which is entitled Out of the Depths. Seems an appropriate order of service, a liturgy, as we enter into this Holy Week. Out of the depths I have cried to you. With my whole heart I want to praise you. O Lord, hear my voice. If you, Lord, should mark iniquities, who could stand? Who could stand? I will wait for the Lord. My soul waits, and in his word do I hope. Lord, you have always given bread for the coming day, and though I am poor, Lord, you have always given strength for the coming day, and though I am weak, day I believe. Lord, you have always given peace for the coming day, and though of anxious heart, today I believe. Lord, you have always kept me safe in trials, and now tried as I am, today I believe. Lord, you have always marked the road for the coming day, and though it may be hidden, today I believe. Lord, you have always lightened this darkness of mine, and though night is here, today I believe. Lord, you have always spoken when the time was ripe, and though you be silent now, today I believe. Our Bible reading this morning is from John's Gospel, chapter 10, verses 11 to 18. So we're continuing with our I Ams that Jesus said in John's Gospel, and this week we're looking at Jesus as the Good Shepherd, and we're looking at sheep. John 10, 11 to 18. I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the Good Shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this sheepfold. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, and I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down, and authority to take it up again. This command I received from my Father. A few moments quiet as we reflect on what may be a familiar passage to us. What strikes you afresh this morning? Having lived in the Dales for a number of years now, you realise just how hard the farmers work in the Dale here. It is a vocational call. There's not set hours. You're up early in the morning, you may be going to bed late at night. There'll be the unexpected things that need to be sorted. And particularly at this time of year when the lambing is happening. I was reminded of, as I just read this passage, of an early morning walk that I did with Mike and Helen Brocklehurst. We went up towards Moorgate. And as we were going up there, a colleague of Robert's was taking up the tractor up the steep hill there. And gradually, as he was going up the steep hill, we watched him going up, just seeing all the sheep, knowing that here's some food coming, and just following the tractor up. And walking down the lane with Ozzy in the early evening or late afternoon, you can hear the sheep, ears pricked for the quad bike to come along, knowing there'll be some sheep nuts coming their way. Here, Jesus takes it, this good shepherd analogy, not just being a good shepherd looking after the sheep, but a shepherd that will lay down his life for the sheep. It seemed to me that Jesus takes the picture of the good shepherd a step further. And so as we enter into this Holy Week, as we remember Jesus, the Good Shepherd, who lays down his life, not just for me or for you, but for the whole world, for the cosmos. And the other thing, just to comment on briefly, is how good are we able to hear the voice of the Good Shepherd? Let's pray that God will open our hearts, our eyes, our ears, our whole being, to be open to hearing God's word to us, that we may hear his voice. What is he saying to us, individually, as a community? Let us prepare ourselves for the day before us and claim its potential sent by God. Let us pray. We bring to God our concerns for today. We bring to God the people of today. And we pray for ourselves. I will wait for the Lord, my soul waits, and in his word do I hope. God, give us wisdom before we speak, understanding while we listen, sensitivity towards those we meet, and the perspective of your kingdom in which to see the things of earth. Bring us to the day's ending, blessed through having shared the day's beginning. In Christ's name we ask this. Amen. In a moment, breakfast will be served downstairs. You're very welcome to stay in the chapel as long as you wish. I'm going to be putting on a Tese chant for those of you who might wish to stay a bit longer. Wait for the Lord.